Welcome back to the Immigrants in the United States podcast. We are back after a nearly four-month break. During this time, we switched our podcasting platform to our SS.com, which we hope is a significant improvement. We're happy to continue sharing our episodes with you. Welcome to the Immigrants in the USA podcast, part of the www.immigrantsinthe.us website, founded by Johan Elvis Cerci, also known as Maestro Cerci, an English as a second language community college instructor and American citizen who immigrated from Romania in the early 1980s. We understand firsthand the challenges and triumphs that accompany the journey of building a new life in a foreign land. As fellow immigrants, we are passionate about sharing experiences and insights to help others navigate the complexities of life in America. Our podcast is a resource where we come together to explore topics that matter most to us, ranging from achieving success, building our careers, to mastering financial literacy and improving our English skills. Each week, through our carefully curated episodes, we delve into these essential subjects with empathy and understanding, offering practical advice and heartfelt stories that resonate with our shared experiences. We believe that every immigrant has a unique story worth telling, and through our podcast episodes, we aim to uplift one another as we forge new paths. Whether you are already here or planning your move to the USA, our goal is to equip you with valuable knowledge and support as you embark on this incredible journey. Join us as we celebrate resilience, foster connection, and empower each other to thrive in this vibrant tapestry of cultures, because together, we can navigate life's challenges and seize opportunities for success in this beautiful country we now call home. Note from Maestro Cerci. With the recent elections in the United States of America, there is a drastic change in how the United States government views and acts towards securing the border and undocumented immigrants in the United States of America. Every country has the right and duty to secure and properly vet all who enter its borders. It is important to note that the violent criminal element, while present, does not represent the majority of hardworking and highly motivated people who are undocumented and here in the United States of America. It is my hope that those who are here to do good for our country and for themselves are given the opportunity to pursue proper documentation toward legal temporary work permits or permanent residence in the United States. It does not help anyone when public officials denigrate the dignity of undocumented immigrants and generalize the small element of criminality as representative of undocumented immigrants as a whole. I strongly recommend increased understanding, sensitivity, and compassion by our public officials, media, and citizenry. May God help us all and guide our public officials to do what's right for the United States of America and for humanity as a whole.